Thank you for calling Eagle Moss. My name is Phyllis. How may I assist you today?
Perfect. Good afternoon, Phyllis.
Hello, Mr. Gebhardt. How are you today?
Don't call me Mr. Gebhardt. Call me Lawrence or Larry or Lorenzo, whatever, but don't call me Gebhardt. I'm not Mr. Gebhardt. I'm Larry, the violent, crazy guy, or Lorenzo, the romantic kind of guy, or Lawrence, the scientific-minded guy. So I think you kind of want Lawrence.
Okay. All right. How can I help you today?
Okay. Remember you put the note out to those two so-called bosses of yours? They haven't given me any calls today.
Oh, I'm so sorry.
Please, you do the best you can, but they're the ones that are falling to the wayside.
Okay, but, well, I can ask her, I'll see if she's available now.
Please do that, because it's getting towards the end of the day. It's about, 3:30 your time?
It is almost, yes, sir.
Yeah, it's 4:30 my time, so. So it's getting towards the end of the day for them, so they're not wrapped up with pressing situations like your first thing in the morning and meetings and stuff like that. So see if you can reach them. All right.
Okay, and you want Terrence also, Terrell also?
I mean, one or the other. Especially the number one I need to talk to is Emily, because I need to just review the stuff I sent her, et cetera. I want to make sure she's got it and she's sending it out to everybody else, and to let her know not to send it to corporate, because that's not where I want it. I just want her to have it for her information, for Amanda's information, and for your information. But Terrell, it's for his information, but also to follow through on it. You know. So whatever you can do, I'd greatly appreciate it.
All right.
I'm trying to hurry up because I have to go somewhere.
I'm going to
take you in the car with me, so don't worry.
Okay. All right.
Stuff I have to go to the office, my CPA, and pick up some paperwork, and go from there. Yesterday was active. I had to go places, and today is active because I've been on the phone almost all day, and I'm going crazy. I got other things I have to do.
I understand. It looks like Terrell's not online, so he may not be working today.
Well, he's off on Thursdays and Fridays. He's off. His day's off on Thursdays and Fridays. He might be out to lunch let me ask you a question. What time does your service center open and what time do you close? Because that regulates the time frame when people come in to work and leave for the early shift and people come in and go to work for the later shift.
We're here 24/7.
Oh, really? The call center?
Yes.
Okay. I didn't know that, but I thought there was a certain time frame. Okay. So maybe the supervisors, if you got supervisors, they probably, because sometimes Emily comes in later, sometimes Terrell comes in later, sometimes, now maybe not for lunch. Well, it sounds like they're all out to lunch to me.
Well, it looks like Emily is already off because she leaves earlier.
What's wrong with these people?
Well, Emily's got a little boy at home.
I know, but she's got a big worldwide operation that she's got to take care of. She got to satisfy her customers. I know. She's working part-time. She's got a boy at home. I know that. You're supposed to be your head supervisor to coordinate with the other supervisors and all your receptionists?
She does a good job at keeping us in line and up to date on things.
Well, she keeps you up to date things, but she doesn't have to keep you in line.
I stay pretty much in line.
Yeah, you bet. I try. With my conversations, it tells me that you do a great job. I mean, the previous representative I got on the phone just now, she doesn't know what hell I'm talking about. It's like, you know, it's just the way it goes, man. I would say a lot of representatives that I've come across, some are good and some are like wishy-washy.
Well, some of them want to stay at their job, and some are there for the job, some are there for the check.
Yeah, that's the way it is with all, pretty much. The guy that took over my route, I was in my route for 12 to 18, what is that, 6 years, and I was dedicated with that. And the guy that took over my route, he's already gone.
Oh, see, that's
3 years, years ago. And I heard when he was doing my route, he from the friend of mine that's still in the company, he says he had to go out there to help him. He was such a mess. Yeah, it's ridiculous. But it's just the way it is. Like people that go work for Walmart and stuff like that, all they check and then they go in and then they go out.
No. It's not any bit of care.
Quinta Dorda. Quinta Dorda. Okay,
well, I do have it. I did send the message over to Emily and Terrell yesterday for them to be back. Is there anything else I can do for you today?
No. If you didn't say anything to me, that means she still hasn't sent anything out to you.
No, she hasn't. I haven't seen anything.
And I sent it sometime last week, and none of you guys have it. That means she's fallen to the wayside. I want to get pregnant. I got other things to do.
Yes, sir, I do understand.
I got to follow through on this. I can talk to you. Your people in the corporate office. I don't want to bypass. I mean, Emily's so busy. I like to talk with the movers and shakers. I mean, she's just the call center people. But I want to talk to, because, I represent the American Space Museum here in Titusville, and I'm trying to get you guys into the Kennedy Space Center. And just a matter of making connections with the right people. I have my connections. Hopefully those connections are still viable. And Kennedy Center, because I talked to different people out there, and the guy told me, but because of all this epidemic stuff, things, even like the American Space Museum, they don't allow people to just stop in. You have to make reservations because majority of the people that work there are older people, retirees from NASA, and they're like 70s and 80s. They can't afford every person to walk through those doors that might be infected and then infect all the people that work there. A lot of those people work there and they donate their time because they're just retirees. And they just like to share their knowledge and expertise of being past employees. And if you go to my website, you see on page 3, you see Sam T. Benfield, who I was very fortunate to meet. I think I told you about him. I knew him since 2006, and then he passed away in 2012. But he was Gus Grissom's. You know Gus Grissom. He was the second man in space, and he was the one of the three astronauts that died in that.
Oh wow!
And he went out to get a sandwich for lunch. When he came back to the Cape, heard that his friend died in that accident. I heard from his, he was, he retired as deputy space shuttle conductor. He's the one that designed the landing field there in the Kennedy Space Center for the shuttle to fly in and land. Because he told me all these, not all, but shared with me a lot of these things that he did and associated with. He was with the organization that north of the Cape is a nature reserve. And actually, it's like an attraction where people can walk trails and bridges.
Uh-huh.
All the natural things north of the Cape, which is wildlife and everything. Wildlife.
Yeah. I have in-laws in the Titusville area.
He created that. And then he was amongst the founders of the American Space Museum. He wasn't the one that started it, but he was there from the onset. And he, what in the world is that? I just saw some weird construction. I'm driving now. He was there donating his time because he had nothing better to do with life. He just enjoyed it. He enjoyed showing people around the displays and everything like that. And I was very fortunate to meet him. And actually, I gave him one of my tall ships of the Enterprise. He mm-hmm. said he used to keep it on his dining room table. He allowed me to put my song, They Dreamed, about the Challenger disaster. They have it hanging up in the memorial room with the posters and everything of the Challenger, Columbia, Apollo 1, and all those who have perished in the NASA service.
That's an honor.
And it's a very simple song. It's based upon simple things. You ever see a movie called Space Camp? It's about Thea Thompson was one to play Michael J. Fox's mother and back.
I'm sure I have.
And she, but the theme was that she and this other guy, she always dreamed of going into space, and the little kid that played the Gladiator and Gladiator. The Emperor and Day Day, I guess. I can't remember his name. He had a little mm-hmm. thing over his lip. He was the young kid in that movie. And the robot said, the premise is that they were in just a privilege to be in a, training camp, and they went inside the shuttle, and the robot sends them into space. So they were actually in space, and the whole premise is trying to get those kids back to Earth. But when when she was a young girl, she was out there in the fields, like in Kansas or wherever, and she says, her mother calls, "Hey, Phyllis, it's come inside eat." See the house over the light on, it's all dark. And she says, she's looking at the stars, she's a little blip, blip. And she says, he waved at me, Mom, he waved. That means John Glenn, waving to her from space when he was going around here. So, when they were young, they dreamed. Friendship 7 flew overhead. Hearts mm-hmm. and eyes focused on the stars in the sky. Since that day, it had to be. Since that day, they had to try. Since that day, they knew they had to fly. Space, the final frontier, waiting for the daring to explore. 7 skilled souls reaching far. The stars in their eyes. No, stars in the sky, the stars in their eyes. 7 knew it had to be. 7 knew they had to try. 7 who flew into the sky. They dreamed. They hoped. Maybe someday. Maybe someday. Maybe someday. Dreams never die. And that's the promise I have for many things. And I dedicate it to the Challenger and the Columbia and the Apollo 1 and all mm-hmm. those who dare to dream for a better future ahead. So that's my song. They dreamed.
That's
nice.
Didn't
say anything like that. They flew up to bits and pieces. I said, they flew into the sky. But dreams never die.
That's really nice.
Simplest, poetic, right to the point song that I wrote in my life.
It's very nice.
Three pages long. I got one that has a little storyline in it. But that's all on my page 2 with all my lyrics and some samples of my music, et cetera, et cetera. But you actually see that on my website. Page 2, the first album, Blue Skies Ahead, you'll see the song They Dreamed. I even have a musical piece I made for it, but I don't have a singer to sing the words with the... I mean, I recorded it very simply on a reel-to-reel recorder with what I was making at the time.
Yeah.
I got the idea that I what I want for the song, and if somebody could take it and record it for me, make it public, known out there. I'm the creator, I'm the composer, but I'm not the artist. And it's always been my lacking thing. I'm not a drummer, and I'm not a
I play some little keyboard that gets ideas across. I play bass, guitar, but I'm not a singer and I'm not a drummer. And that's one thing that's lacking in my repertoire.
I have no rhythm. I couldn't carry a tune if you gave me a bag to put it in. My ex-husband told me that children...
But you do appreciate music, right?
Oh, I certainly do. I love music.
Okay. You have it in your heart. So it doesn't matter
if
you carry a tune,
My children's dad used to say the only reason they went to sleep when I sang to them was so they didn't have to hear me sing anymore.
Let's go to sleep fast because I don't want to hear mama sing anymore.
That's right. And my grandson does the same thing. Mimi starts singing to him and he's out. it has to be true.
But sometimes it could be a tonality of your voice. It doesn't.
It could be.
You know, because everything in this universe is based upon vibration. The physicists like Michio Kaku and Brian Greene, et cetera, et cetera.
Mm-hmm.
They relate to the filaments of string energy, in which is energy vibrating at different frequencies that create up all the subatomic particles until you get to the atoms, and then it builds it up into the atoms, into the molecules, until you get all this variety of creation, and to create all this beautiful thing like this human body with its eye, with its brain, with its sexual functions, etc., for the purpose, you know, that cannot come out by itself. I am sorry. Especially, the more as I go, the older can I realize, you know, the sexual functions of a man and woman are so wonderful. And the way it was said and everything, it's wonderful. You said that.
Are you still with me, Mr. Gebhardt? Mr. Gebhardt, did I lose you? Hello, Mr. Gebhardt, are you still there? Mr. Gebhardt, are you still with me? And due to no response, agent is hanging up. Thank you for calling Eagle Moss.